Well, obviously, everyone is familiar with your musical career. It sounds like, though, you are branching out to something new, or at least putting it down on paper. Tell me about this endeavor. What inspired you to create this book?
Yeah, well, the book is called Around the Table, and I love to cook, and I love to have people over to my house and entertain, and I feel like, it's, I don't know, I think we used to do that more. I think that it's a little bit of a lost art, and I just want to inspire people to, because it can be intimidating to have people over to your house. You feel like you're going to mess something up, or the house isn't ready, or, I mean, just I still feel that way sometimes, but the key of this book is just to jump in and go for it, and then I give a lot of not only recipes, but tips about how to really pull it off, and be able to host kind of a stress-free gathering at your home and start making memories there with your friends.
This isn't just a cookbook either, though. I mean, you talk about that. You talk about tips, and it's not just a book of recipes.
Right. No, I wanted to, I've always loved books about entertaining. But, a lot of the Williams-Sonoma ones are really great, and even Martha Stewart has books about more than just a cookbook, and I've always been so inspired by those books. Lots of pictures and ideas and, fun ideas for invitations, and also we have one thing that's kind of unique about my book is that there's a cooking game plan in there. So, I know people, we're busy, we're working, we're have kids, we're driving back and forth to different things, and you don't have really the luxury sometimes of spending a full day in the kitchen getting ready for a party. So there are a lot of tips about how to plan ahead. So some of the things for the recipes you can do even 2 and 3 days ahead and just start chipping away at it and doing little things. And then by the time you're at party day, it's not so overwhelming. You have some stuff already started and then you just finish everything up. And so that's really important. I always say there's no such thing as effortless entertaining. You can make it look effortless, but it does take some work, and it takes, and you have to, I think you have to enjoy doing it to really, you have to really want to do it. But what it's just about getting started. And this book is, I always say, it's your book. You need to tailor make this book and use it how you want to use it. So it's not, it doesn't mean that you have to make every single item on the menu. Doesn't mean that you have to, make everything homemade. You can mix and match ideas, and it's really fun when you get into this book and start realizing all of the information that's in here and the different ways that you can use it.
Well, and I don't know how you've had time to both cook and enjoy, having these types of gatherings when you are a mother, an entertainer, and on tour. How do you manage to juggle all that and still enjoy cooking and having people over?
You just have to make it a priority, I mean, I don't, obviously, I don't have people over every night of the week, but, I have a big gathering or a substantial, either a cocktail party or a dinner party, maybe four, even if it's just 4 times a year. I kind of get inspired by the chilly weather in the fall and want to have people over and cook a really nice, comforting, comfort food kind of fall supper, or, you have a holiday open house around the holidays. You have people come and go, and just have food and drinks set out, and just things like that. I get inspired by different times of the year and different holidays, and so when for me it's really creative and fun to give a party. So I start thinking about how I want it to look and how I want it to feel and what food I want to serve, and I you have to plan ahead. So I take a lot of time and just make lots of lists and dream, and then set the date. Set the date and send the invitations. That's the hardest part, is just committing, to it. And then once you do that, you just make it a priority that it's something that you're going to enjoy and do.
And you talked a little bit about how we don't really do that anymore. We don't really cook anymore. We don't really have big gatherings and family gatherings as much. Tell me, why do you think that's an important thing for families to do? Why is that something that you want to inspire people to do?
Well, I think eating dinner together as a family is really important. John and I, my husband and I, have 3 daughters, and we've, made that a priority over the years. I just think it's really important to sit down and share your day and focus on each other for a minute. And I think it teaches about the art of conversation and all those kind of things, manners. And so that's important. But and as far as, having family and friends into your home, it's just, I just feel like it's more intimate and like a gift that you give them. You know what I mean? It's like you really, you can go to a restaurant, and we do that obviously, but there's just something special about having people in your home and kind of creating an environment where they feel warm and welcome. And so that's exciting to me, to think that all over the country people are making these recipes and having these parties and really reconnecting with their friends and family because we're all so busy. And to get, you know, a couple hours at somebody's home where there's not interruption, constant interruption by a waiter or other people, or, you know, it's just, it's really intimate and focused. I think that's a luxury that we have nowadays, and we should take advantage and do it as often as we can.
Well, I think the most exciting news is that you are coming to Knoxville.
Yes. Yes, I'm coming to Knoxville to sign some books and meet people. I'm really looking forward to it. It's at Books A Million on Monday, and it's, you know, just a great opportunity to come do some Christmas shopping because this is a good gift, and then, you know, get your book signed and say hi and get a picture. I'm really excited about it.
Wow. And have you been able to spend much time here? I know you've come through for concerts and that sort of thing, but are you familiar with East Tennessee?
Yeah. Well, you know, mostly I've been there for concerts and stuff. Obviously, we've played Knoxville many times, and I've always just loved it. You know, just great, great country music fans there.
Oh, absolutely. So despite this new undertaking, you're still busy. You're on tour. You just released a new album that seems to me to be really unique. Tell me a little bit about this album.
Yeah, well, the album is called Everlasting, and it's a record of some of my favorite songs. We covered people like Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Elvis Presley, The Supremes, you know, just iconic songs that are familiar to, you know, they're a little bit more of the soul and R&B direction, but they're obviously very familiar to my audience, and a lot of people grew up with these songs, including me. So it's just been such a fun project, and we're touring with it now, and I have an 11-piece band on stage, and I have a horn section traveling with me and three amazing background singers, and it's just a really, really fun show, and yeah, just having a blast with it.
Well, and you've done some interesting partnerships as part of this, and it seems like it's a little different than some of your past work. Do you see you moving toward new things, or this just something that you wanted to do?
It's just something I wanted to do, but I do have a lot of different albums that I want to make. You know, I'm going to make, I'm starting a regular studio album next, but I want to make another Christmas album, and I want to make a gospel album at some point. And yeah, so it's just, you know, for me right now, I have a lot of freedom to make music, and so you want to take advantage of that and just make as much music as I can.
Absolutely. Well, I know people will be excited to see you on Monday. People can come by. I imagine there will be a line, but definitely worthwhile to come and get a book and have a chance to meet you.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.